This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's get you some more information on the injury to Patrick Mahomes. Right now we're joined by Dr. David Chow. You can follow him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. Also, get more information, profootballdoc.com. And he joins us now. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. You saw what happened last night. You've already written about it and been on other radio shows. And so many, many people in Kansas City, obviously very concerned about Patrick Mahomes. And so if you would, just share with us your opinion of what you saw last night and the knee injury to Patrick Mahomes.
Well, it's been confirmed a patella or kneecap dislocation, not knee dislocation. And this is much better news because a knee dislocation is potentially career-threatening, arteries, nerves, other things, multiple ligaments. The kneecap dislocation, although still significant, is much better news for Patrick Mahomes and everyone in Kansas City as well. And let me at least shout out and say, I believe that the Chiefs medical staff did an excellent job handling the situation in terms of, you could see he was in a lot of pain, his knee was locked, he couldn't even move it, he couldn't even get off the offensive lineman comfortably, couldn't even roll off of him. They came out in the field, and they did put the kneecap back into place, which is the right thing to do, the humane thing to do, the safe medical legal thing to do is to get an x-ray first and all this stuff. But they did the right thing by Patrick Mahomes. And yes, it was fine and safe for him to, quote, walk off and wave off the cart. No issues there, so kudos there.
Okay, so now we all await this MRI that apparently is going to happen at the University of Kansas Health Systems today at noon Central Time. And I guess that's going to tell us a lot about what the future is for Patrick Mahomes this season. Can you take us through maybe the range of what we could be looking at in terms of what this MRI will tell us today?
Well, the MRI will tell you a lot of things, and the Chiefs by exam already know a lot of things, but there are a lot of factors in making the decision on what to do with it. The first and foremost is the status of what we call the medial patellofemoral ligament, MPFL. That's going to get into everyone's vocabulary in the next few hours or days. It's the restraining ligament that helps to hold the kneecap in place from going out to the side, like it did. The shape of the kneecap, the shape of the groove or the track of the kneecap, the deepness of that, the angle of the knee, there are several other factors. And of course, the other big hurdle is, although there's no fracture, is there already a chip of articular cartilage knocked off? And that those are some of the main factors that Mahomes and his doctors will be discussing before they make a decision.
And so whatever the MRI says, and let's say that they try to bring him back in 2 to 4 weeks, is this a situation where, whether it's now or in the off season, will this injury require surgery?
Well, I don't want to anger diehard Kansas City fans. I'm no bigger fan of Patrick Mahomes than myself and his greatness, his athletic ability, and everything he's done. But based on pattern and what is typical, the answer is yes. Of course, I have not examined him. I'm in San Diego, California. I have not treated him, so not trying to play doctor. But if you're looking at insider knowledge of having been there before in similar circumstances, I believe the answer is yes. A good outcome happened in 2009 with Matthew Stafford. He returned after 3 weeks, finished the season, and indeed had surgery in the off season, and has gone on to have a very productive career, and no one even really remembers anything about his knee. So that's like the best case scenario and a good outcome right there.
Okay, so a lot of Chiefs fans will probably immediately wonder when you say that, how big of a risk are you taking? Let's say that it plays out like Matt Stafford. He puts a knee brace on. He plays the rest of the year. The biggest fear that any Chiefs fan would have would be that something long-term bad could happen to Patrick Mahomes. Are you risking anything if you try to go play, again, assuming that this is best-case scenario with the MRI and all that today, how big of a risk are you taking if you try to go out and play, if at all?
Well, you don't know for sure unless you look at the exam and all the MRI factors, but in general, there is definitely increased risk once it happens. Look, in the real world, we almost always rehab this the first time. We wait for it to dislocate a second time or have more symptoms before we go to surgery. But this is the NFL, much, much, much higher demands. And the risk of redislocation or subluxation where the kneecap shifts is high and without surgery, which is why you rehab it, which is why you need the brace. But bear in mind, Patrick Mahomes and Matthew Stafford are very different quarterbacks, and that plays into the equation as well. And there is a risk, if it were to dislocate, redislocate, that there could be articular cartilage damage. And if that happens, it's the onset of arthritis. So all of this is what is going to be discussed to me on a knee jerk. If you're a fantasy owner, you clearly want Mahomes to have the place in the season. But if you're an actual owner of the team, I think you have to think twice. I'm not trying to predict the outcome. I'm not trying to be Mr. Doom and Gloom. I'm just trying to present to you guys some of the factors that I'm sure they've already talked about on the flight home, et cetera, and we'll be talking about this morning and this afternoon.
Okay, so obviously everyone in Kansas City Googling some of the terms, and you said obviously we'll be very familiar with the MPFL over the next hours and days. And so when we are as we're waiting for the MRI results, what are the main things, again, that we are wanting to hear in order for Patrick Mahomes to be able to come back and play this year versus him not being able to come back and play? What are the main things that we're waiting as far as the results of the MRI?
Well, the first thing is, you know, obviously the x-rays were reported as negative, but is there injury to the articular cartilage where there are now loose bodies or chips floating around in the knee? That could require a fairly simple surgery to remove the chips. The second issue, of course, is this MPFL or ligament, this check rein on the inside or the medial side of the knee to help hold the kneecap in. The status of that, how torn is it, and that'll give us another indication in terms of what's going on. Those are the two main things that they're trying to look at with this MRI.
And so if they do make the decision, if they decide that he can come back, and in the best case scenario, I mean, you tell me what the best case scenario, the quickest he could come back if everything is best case with the MRI. How soon could that be, and how limited would he be wearing the knee brace? How much would that affect him and his mobility and what he could do as a quarterback?
Well, the knee brace isn't that restrictive. The question, though, is, you know, the more dynamic that you are, the more running, jumping, cutting, and twisting that he does. And if you look at how he injured the knee, it was partly because of the blow, but partly because of how the leg and lower leg and right ankle, not the injured left ankle, was twisted and rotated to provide the perfect storm to have the kneecap dislocation happen. If you're a statue in the pocket, and I'm not saying Matthew Stafford is a complete statue, but on relative terms, he is compared to Patrick Mahomes. That makes the kneecap staying in more likely, less chance of redislocation. As dynamic as your quarterback is, that presents higher risk for subluxation or dislocation. So the best case scenario is, you know, I said about a month, but the best case scenario might indeed be 3 weeks. And there's going to be lots of swelling. And look, your quarterback's a magician. I didn't think he would necessarily stay in the game after the week one high ankle sprain. And he did. He finished the game, and you guys won 4 straight games with him playing on that high ankle sprain. So he's beat the odds before. I hope he can again. But I'm just trying to give some of the medical realities and thoughts.
Okay, this type of brace that that Stafford wore, I'm sure there's different types of knee braces out there. How restrictive is it? How stabilizing is it? Can you describe it for us a little bit in what, you know, what Stafford used there?
Well, there's many different kinds of braces for this kneecap stuff, but basically it's a patella stabilizer, something that helps buttress or support the outside or lateral side of the kneecap to help hold it over. So the good news is the brace isn't very restrictive. And the bad news is, because it's not very restrictive, it can't be 100%.
Doctor, before we let you go, if you would, please inform our listeners how they can read all of your work. And I'm sure once the MRI results are released, you'll have plenty to write about and give your thoughts on it. So if our listeners would like to keep up with your opinions and what you write about, please let us know how we can do that.
The easiest way is at profootballdoc.com. I do kind of mini updates and mini articles. You can, all you do is put your email in and create a password. There's no fee, no credit card. Everything is free, and you can get updates as they come today. If you want just the general story of kind of what we talked about here in the background, if you go to my Twitter timeline, profootballdoc, and you'll see a San Diego Union Tribune article that's posted that kind of goes over all of this. And look, thank you for having me on, but I'm sorry to be on in this type of circumstance.
Well, you know what, we're very sorry that we have to talk about the injury to Patrick Mahomes, but we are thankful you're willing to come on the show this morning. We appreciate the good information, and maybe we can talk to you next week after we find out more information about Patrick Mahomes and the knee injury after the MRI. But Dr. Chow, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
So you can, and again, this is, we're just trying to give you access to information. Hell, I don't know. You know, Nate doesn't know. Jake thinks he knows,
look,
but he don't know.
Look,
Oh, I know.
Yeah, look, a lot of what we're doing is speculating, but what we're doing is these doctors that have come on for us have, I've never heard of this ligament before. I don't know about you guys. This,
oh, you dumbass.
This yeah, have you patellar not heard? Femoral yeah. ligament. Yeah. I've heard about the ACL.
Nope.
I've heard about the MCL. I've heard about the PCL. Nope. I've heard about the LCL. I've never heard about this ligament before.
I've heard this ligament's very autumnal.
Is that right? It is. It's quite an autumnal ligament.
Wait a minute. There's a child's laughter. I haven't heard you laugh all day long. That's a little better. There it is. There you go, honey.
I remember my cousin Andy Bucati dislocated his kneecap when we were playing CYO basketball in eighth grade, and I was on the court when it happened, and it was disgusting. Like, you could see his kneecap over on the side of his knee, and it was like, I mean, it freaked me out.
And look, yeah. I know we're all trying to find our way through this thing, but the one... The info that's not really helpful is like, I've gotten a couple emails. Hey, this happened to me, and I was back at work in 10 days. Like, you know, and I appreciate you, and I'm sure you have a tough job, but unless when you say back to work, you were back to quarterbacking an NFL team, it's
at an MVP level.
It doesn't relate. You know, I was back in my cubicle in 7 days. It's fine. Like, I don't, you know, I understand. That's all. I mean, it's not the same.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, well, that's your opinion.
Mm-mm.
But what these doctors are doing is they're help describing for us the different types of things that the MRI can reveal and what, you know, what they're looking for, what the possible different outcomes could be. I feel like I understand a lot more about what's going to happen at noon today after having on Dr. Parekh and Dr. Chow today. Greg's angry. God forbid we talk about something other than an injury we don't know the extent of. More fun to speculate about the unknown than talk about actual events happening tomorrow, like college football. Let's get the janitor from Mile High on next. Maybe he overheard something. Well, we know there's going to be...
Does he have a contact to that guy?
Let's call him. See, maybe he did.
Hey, I'm not above calling.
I'll call janitor.
Turn over every, yeah, janitor.
Did you not see the kind of good information the janitor and Billy Madison gave?
Damn straight.
So how the hell do you know?
That's a fair
Lippy's
point.
Car
so
is green.
He said that to you only?
He said it to the Sports Radio 810 of the Border Patrol. But I think it's funny, the idea, well, more fun to speculate about the unknown than talk about actual events happening tomorrow. Well, an actual event is happening at noon today, and that's an MRI. Those football games tomorrow, we would be speculating about those as well because we don't know what's going to happen in those. All we'd be doing if we're talking about the college football games tomorrow is speculating on what might happen in the game and describing some of the different possible outcomes and factors that might lead into that game. So what we're doing here is
what?
We're speculating on what happens with this MRI today and talking about what types of things could lead to the outcome of that MRI. And helping educate people on what we're waiting for at noon today. So thanks, Greg.
Who did he tweet at?
He replied to the fact that Sports Radio 810 tweeted out that Dr. Chow was coming on.
I can't, so then I really can't respond because he didn't tweet at me, but maybe this will suffice.
Shut up, dummy.
If that's all right.
That's a simple response.
That's not me speaking. But in case you didn't hear that, we could play that again. That's not me.
Shut up, dummy.
Right, it's somebody else.
What a pompous jackass.
Oh, the great Mills Lane. Thank
Blake says he once Ubered past Mile High if we want to have him on the show to talk about it.
Blake, are you free to come in studio?
Yeah. We'll take any information we can get right now. We're talking about Mahomes.
Right.
Everything else can be put on hold.
Like I was looking at my emails last night, which is, boy, after a Chiefs game, it's such a big mistake. Just a terrible mistake to do that. And so somebody, this poor guy, I don't know what makes people tick, but like after the game, right? I'm not always looking to hear Andy Reid's press conference after the game. That's not. I'm not always ready to, you know.
Right.
But let me go ahead and tell you, last night, I quickly tuned into Sports Radio 810 to listen to Brad and Josh and hear the press conference. I wanted to hear what Andy Reid said, right? If there's a night you want to hear what Andy Reid said, even if you didn't, you just want to hear it. Let me hear it. And I get this email from Larry. 8:10 a.m. pathetic. The MLB playoffs are on the radio and okay. The MLB playoffs are on the radio and at the end of the Chiefs game, it's cut off so we can listen to some boring analysis that repeats itself and skip the MLB. And I'm thinking, sir, you've got to be the only person in the world that at that point wanted to continue listening to the baseball game,
well,
and not go right to Andy Reid's press conference.
The baseball game was moved so you could simply change the dial of your
radio
station.
Too much for someone to do to move their hand.
They moved it right down the dial. The guy's bitching
the
bitch.
Larry was pissed.
Larry.
Dude, I'm sorry, nobody in this town, I shouldn't say nobody. There's a handful.
Oh, I'll say nobody.
There's a handful of people in this town that even care about the baseball playoffs on a normal day, let alone on a day when Patrick Mahomes has suffered a significant knee injury. Also, it was worth listening to Andy Reid just to hear him admonish whoever was talking in the back of the in the back of the room. I've got to find out who that was and what they were doing, because Andy Reid was not having it.
Oh, good. Thank God this guy doesn't follow me. Good.
Andy Reid was not having whoever was disrupting his opening comments at the presser yesterday. And I, for one, don't
Are
ever...
Are you good here? All right.
You good here?
Did you see the?
You don't want to.
Did you see the cameraman that almost hit Andy Reid when he went out for the handshake with Fangio?
And, no.
And Andy Reid turned around, and the guy was a guy about our height was holding the camera up like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Reid turned around and almost went face first into that camera right there,
just
and he just
stared
and he went like
down.
He did one of these like here. And just stared.
He was salty.
Big Red almost dropped that camera. The camera,
right? Sorry.
Hey, look, Andy Reid. If you think we're emotional about this Patrick Mahomes thing, think about Andy Reid. He is not to be trifled with in a situation like this.
Those
you know.
Applause, my man, back here. Hey, you're in the room all by yourself, dude. No, you're. That's okay. All right.
Do you think he really meant you're all right? It's okay?
No.
No, he did not mean that.
No, he didn't.
You're in the room yourself here, bro.
I'm going to make sure everybody knows you're not all right, and I'm going to point you out on national television. And
our guy Darren Smith, I texted him because he was in the room. I said, hey, who's Andy Reid admonishing there? He said, a camera guy who kept talking loud to someone about not having any audio. Not getting any audio back here.
You're all plus my man back here. Hey, you're in the room all by yourself, dude. No, you're all right. That's okay.
That's worth two. That's more entertaining than the baseball playoffs, right there. I'm sorry.
Right.
Watching Andy Reid verbally undress a member of the media is more entertaining than watching the Yankees take 10 minutes per at bat. Sorry, I said it.
Apparently, Greg's a Mizzou fan. Went nearby the Mizzou. Here, let me give you the Mizzou update. Mizzou's going to kick Vanderbilt's ass. End of update.
Right, like, is that really what we want to break down right now? The Vanderbilt team that got beat by 24 to by UNLV last week?
I just broke it down for you.
There you go.
Here's the breakdown. Mizzou wins. All right. There you go.
Are you good here?
I'm sorry. I will talk about nothing but about Patrick Mahomes. I'm ring announcing, right, tonight for a boxing card at Memorial Hall. And there's a chance, instead of introducing fighters, I will just talk about Patrick Mahomes and give updates on his knee. And in this corner, Patrick Mahomes out 3 to 4 weeks. What?
Are you good here?
I like that corner a lot better.
I will tell you this.
Somebody, guys. I don't know if this is true or not, JPup54 claims to be a mile-high janitor, says that he can report the Chiefs to lose a lot of towels. A lot.
Okay, can we get real for just a minute, just for a second. I've tried to be strong for myself today because people kept tweeting, someone better check on SSJ, and I was with my kids last night, and I was trying to tweet through it, and I was more focused on the Chiefs defense beating the Broncos. But I'm very upset right now. And I'm just trying to be good. I'm trying to be positive.
We're all upset together, buddy.
I'm very upset. I'm very, very upset right now, and I want Jake to come in here. If I break, will you come in here and hug me? It's a very simple request.
Yeah, I'll come in there.
Not a bro hug where you shake my hand and put one arm around me.
No, I'll give you a squeeze and hold you.
And embrace.
I'll hold you.
Where you could do like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and I could feel your heartbeat next to mine.
That's weird, but I'll give you a three count.
Like, I feel, you make me feel safe.
Maybe Sam will give you a hug through the phone.
Oh.
Oh, my friend Kelly Taylor just texted me.
It costs several dollars per minute. What?
No.
My friend Kelly Taylor just texted me to say, hey, tell Jake I love him.
Wow.
So I don't know what that, I don't know brought that on.
Who?
My friend Kelly Taylor.
Oh,
I went to high school with him. Bishop Ward kid.
Oh, to him.
Oh, he got excited when he heard Kelly.
Hey. Take whatever love you can get, Jake.
I'll be at Kansas City Credit Union today.
Thanks, Kelly. I love you too, man.
Eastwood Traffic Way, there's going to be a taco truck. I'm going to hug the taco truck. And I encourage you, please stop by Kansas City Credit Union and hug me.
Tacos make you feel better.
Hug me.
And my man back here. Hey, you're in the room all by yourself, dude.
Eating tacos.
I'm going to lay down on the floor during this commercial break.
Hey, listen, there is a physiological reaction in your body when you get a hug. It physically makes you feel better. So I'll give you a hug, man. You didn't want a hug from me, though. You wanted a hug from me.
Yeah, he wasn't asking you.
That's true.
Because, he's menacing, and I feel like with his beard, it's like a big...
It's a big bear
big
hug.
Barrel, a real bear hug.
Yeah.
You know?
We give roll around like that guy pushing a bear.
Yeah, I'm coming here. let's wrestle a little bit.
React that.
You guys are going to wrestle to make
Larry
yourself
just wants
feel
to
better.
Know, when are they going to put the damn playoffs back on?
I'm trying to listen to this excruciatingly long at bat by the Yankees right now.
And back after this on WHB.